Can you hear me now, Paul?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes, finally. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Попитах го как се чувства, той каза, че се чувства чудесно, имахме малки технически неизправности. Okay, Paul, my first question, because I know my 10 minutes is running. You have, obviously, the reason to have you with us is your concert here in Bulgaria on 18th of October this year. Mm-hmm. You have never been to Bulgaria before, but have you ever been to the Balkans area before?
Oh, well, I've been to, probably the closest I've been is maybe the Czech Republic, or I also went to, sorry, I've been to so many places, it's hard to remember them all. But
yeah.
This is the first time, obviously, I've been to Bulgaria,
uh-huh.
And I can't wait. I love traveling to new places, especially if I can do it musically, if I can come in and play with my band. That's absolutely the a joy to me to visit a new place that way.
Пол Гилбърт, както вече разбрахте, вече с нас, говорим си с него. Той каза, че най-близкото място до България, до което е бил преди, е всъщност Чехия. Никога не е бил в България, но с удоволствие очаква да дойде при нас. Okay, my next question is about guitar playing. Is it important to be a fast guitar player these days?
Well, it's really up to your taste. I think, you know, in music there's such a wide variety of style, and you know, everyone likes different things. Obviously, I do some fast playing, so that's part of what I like, but it's not the only thing I like. I like a lot of different styles of music, so you know, if you listen to any of my CDs, I think you'll hear a lot of different things, but obviously one important element is the fast, intense, exciting guitar playing.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност попитах го дали е толкова важно да си бърз гитарист тези дни. Той каза, че всичко зависи от то, всичко е въпрос на вкус, че всъщност той прави и по-бързи неща, и по-бавни. But is it trendy to be a fast guitar player?
Well, I'm the last person to ask about being trendy.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know. And to me, to become a fast guitar player is something that takes a lot longer than the lifespan of a trend. To do it properly, it really requires that you become somewhat of a virtuoso musician, and that's a lifetime endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
So trends tend to last a year or two, and if you really want to, if you really want to give, dedicate your life to music, it's much more than a year or two. So you really have to ignore trends unless the important thing about music to you is what kind of clothes you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Питах го дали е модерно да си бърз китарист. Той каза, аз съм последният човек, когато трябва да питаш този въпрос. Всъщност модите идват и си отиват. Човек не трябва да се съобразява толкова с тях. Ние сме музиканти, ние се опитваме да правим малко по-различни неща. I know you do a lot of things, and do you still write for Total Guitar?
Oh, actually, I started to do another column for them that's just starting now, and it should go for about a year and a half, so I hope you enjoy the new columns. I think they went really well, so
uh-huh.
I'm excited to see them come out.
Mm-hmm. Продължавам да го правя, продължавам да пиша за списание Total Guitar, отговори Пол Гилбърт на моя въпрос. Well, I wanted to play some associations game with you, but then I looked at your website, and there is a section with musicians whose names are also sentences.
Yeah.
And some names are with question marks, like Izzy Stradlin, for example.
Oh, right.
What do you mean with these names?
I think you probably have to ask Izzy, exactly. But I think there is a word, there's a verb which means straddle.
Uh-huh.
So, is he straddling would be the formal version of is he straddling.
Uh-huh. And what does Britney Spears in this list? What is her place?
Well, that's sort of it's a very short sentence. I'm not sure what she's spearing, but she must spear something. Maybe she's a very good fisherman.
Okay. It's going to be hard to translate this, but I'll try. Всъщност попитах го, защото има една интересна секция в неговия уебсайт за музиканти, чието имена са, освен това, и изречения и означават разни неща. И за Страдлин има въпросителен знак след името. Пък също така присъства и Бритни Спиърс. Всъщност всичко това идва от въпроса, че има такъв глагол straddle, има такъв глагол spear, и всъщност това се дължи на чувството на хумор на мистер Гилбърт. Another question: are there any chances of resurrecting either Racer X or Mr. Big?
Oh, there's always a chance while we're still alive. I mean, at the moment I'm very busy because I'm doing this tour of Europe, and we'll see next year. I mean, every year there's chances for anything.
Okay. How long will be your set in Bulgaria?
Our set's been running around 2 hours. I think it's long enough to play every note that we know several times.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for this interview. And I wish you good luck with your tough schedule, because you have a really tough schedule with your tour.
Oh, it's fun. My playing music in front of people is my favorite thing. So it certainly takes a lot of effort, but there's nothing I'd rather spend my effort on.
Okay. So see you here in Bulgaria on 18th of October.
Fantastic. Thank you.
See you. Thank you. Последните въпроси, които зададох на Пол Гилбърт, беше дали има някакви шансове да се възродят или Racer X. Знаете, това е групата, в която той беше заедно с Скот Травис и с Били Шиен, или пък Мистер Биг. Той каза, винаги съществуват такива шансове. Никой не знае какво ще се случи още другата година, например. Така че не е много ясно, никога не казва и никога. Това беше смисъла на неговия отговор. Освен това, аз го питах и колко дълъг ще бъде неговия сет в България, на което той отговори, че ще бъде около 2 часа, достатъчно време, както самия той се изрази, за да повторим няколко пъти всички ноти, които знаем, и всички тонове, които познаваме.